right. Everywhere, huge boulders were crashing down on the earth, destroying houses, carts, and everything. Why was this happening? Could it be giants? Meanwhile, a little girl named Jade was trying to keep her mother calm. Jade and her mother lived together on a small farm. They had little money. Mother was very worried about the stones crashing from the sky. Jade, take this money. Go to town and buy a metal shield to protect our house. That's all the money we have left, so be careful. Jade took the money and started into town. On the way, she saw an old woman who looked weak and tired.
Please, little girl, won't you give me some money for food? You see, I have nothing here now since a boulder destroyed my house and my poor dog. I have not eaten in 2 days. I'm going to my sister to see if she's all right. I need money.
Jade felt sorry for her. She had seen the smashed house that once belonged to this woman, and she remembered seeing the woman and her cute white doggie. With that, she handed the woman all the money, forgetting what her mother asked her to get.
Oh, bless you, child. I have nothing to offer you except these magic peas. The peas are magic because they will produce whatever is in your heart. It all depends upon you and the energy you put into it. I am old. You are young and have more energy than I.
And she handed Jade the peas. Jade thanked the woman and wished her well. Jade thought of her older cousin, Jack. Years before, Jack had magic beans and ended up with a goose that laid golden eggs. He became a rich man. Unfortunately, he was also greedy and not very nice to most people. She walked home slowly. She was worried what her mother would say. No shield, no money. Now what would they do? As she expected, her mother threw the peas out the window while screaming at the top of her lungs.
How could you be so stupid? Magic peas? Everyone's been trying to sell magic things since Jack got those beans.
Jade planted the peas anyway, still believing. They stayed awake all night, worrying about what they would do now, with no money and no shield to protect them from the crashing boulders. When the sun came up, Jade looked out the window and was really surprised. There it was, a strange tall pea pod that grew right up to the sky. She had never seen a pea pod like this before. Once again, she thought of Jack, then of the huge pea pod. Then she had an idea. It was just a hunch, but she had to find out. So Jade ran into the barn and grabbed a hen, a piece of cheese, and lots of eggs. She put them in a backpack and began her long climb up the pea pod into the sky. She didn't realize just how high the sky actually was. Looking down, the houses were like tiny dots. And still, she climbed. She climbed past the clouds and could no longer see the land below. Still, she climbed up, up. Finally, she saw a fantastically large house. And she heard big, loud voices. That's when little Jade knew she had come to the land of the giants.
I can't turn back now,
Jade said aloud, trying to gather her courage. Still, she couldn't help thinking of how the giants supposedly ate people.
Yuck!
She shuddered. Jade walked carefully, even though her legs were shaking. She walked right up to that incredibly big house. The door was so big that she could crawl under it and into the house.
Amazing! How big everything is!
There was a vase with trees in it. Palm trees, oak trees, and pine trees, all clumped together as a bouquet. It was resting on a long wooden structure that must have been as big as Jade's whole house back home. It was a table, and everywhere there was gold. She heard loud footsteps approach. The ground began shaking.
Ki-Kai-Ko-Curl, I smell the blood of a little girl,
said the voice of a giant, and he began searching the room.
What is a little girl doing in our icebox? Is she trying to steal food like that horrible little boy did to my brother? Where are you?
The giant voice was getting louder. Jade was terrified.
Maybe this wasn't such a good idea after all.
She summoned all her strength and called out.
Mr. Giant, I came here to talk to you. I want to be your friend,
she said as confidently as possible.
Let me see you. It's easier to talk that way.
Jade was still hiding. She felt that she hadn't won his friendship yet, and he might just eat her.
I'll come out only after you tell me why you are throwing rocks down at my town. You are hurting many people. Don't you prefer to be friends?
She was getting right down to the point.
I came here to visit my brother because I hadn't heard from him in a while. His wife told me what had happened with that rotten boy, Jack. How he stole a goose and killed my brother when he climbed down the beanstalk after him. Humans are mean and nasty. Mean and nasty. So now, I'm throwing rocks down to get that Jack.
Wow! You must be very upset. I was so sad when my dad died. I know Jack. Everything you said is true, and Jack is not a nice guy. In fact, I have come to make peace and apologize for Jack. I have a gift for you.
Jade came out of hiding and placed the hen and the eggs on the floor for him to see.
This hen does not lay golden eggs, I'm sorry to say. Jack still has that goose, and he left town a while ago. But regular eggs are all I can offer.
She exclaimed, hoping it would be enough to make peace.
What are regular eggs?
You don't know?
All we have around here are golden eggs. That's all any of our geese lay.
Oh, well, let me show you. Eggs are a delicious food.
And she happily came out and requested he take her to the kitchen. In the kitchen, she was glad she had brought a lot of eggs. She made an omelet with no less than 50 eggs. It came out very well, with cheese, mushrooms, and peppers. Jade was always great at making omelets. Even her mother usually let her make their breakfast. The giant looked, sniffed, and tasted.
Yumbo!
He shouted. His excited voice was as loud as a ship's foghorn. He kept right on eating, smiling, and shouting,
Yumbo! Yumbo! Yumbo!
Jade was so happy. No one had ever appreciated her cooking as much. So the giant and Jade became friends very quickly. The giant was so happy, too. He thought Jade was wonderful because of her giving nature. He thanked her very much for the omelet and the hen.
Thanks for the regular eggs and the hen. Perhaps humans aren't so bad.
Then he went into the barn, got two geese that lay golden eggs, and presented them to Jade. He wanted to be giving, too. The giant picked Jade up and carried her outside so she could return home.
Wow! Purple snow up on that hill! I wish it would snow in my town. We've been having such a hot summer.
Then the giant and Jade said goodbye. She climbed down the pea pod with her two geese and an excited heart. Back home, she told her story to everyone. The whole town celebrated. Jade became a star for saving everybody from the falling rocks. Just then, it began to snow, purple snow. Everyone began clapping and laughing. Jade looked up to the sky, thought of the great big new friend she'd made, and said,
"Thank you, Mr. Giant.